Naranasan mo na bang ma-injured? Now, I'm not talking about yung na-injure ka sa isang sports activity. I'm not talking about na na-injure ka sa particular na accident. I'm talking about habang natutulog ka. Yung tipong paggising mo, biglang masakit na yung kasukasuan mo. Naranasan niyo na ba yung paggising niyo na parang na-injure kayo, masakit yung likod, masakit yung hips, masakit yung binti, at maaaring ito rin yung dahilan kung bakit ka nagising. Ang tawag po dyan ay katandaan. Old age. Alam niyo po, habang tumatanda, I don't need to tell you this, habang tumatanda po tayo, our bodies deteriorate and become fragile. Our immunity ay bumababa na, we become susceptible sa napakadaming diseases. Visibly, ang aging, napapansin na din natin tuwing tinitingin tayo sa ating salamin. Napapansin na natin na may mga wrinkles na tayo, kulubot na, nagpuputian na ang mga buhok, nagwawalaan na rin ang mga buhok. Kaya yun po ang katotohanan ng life, no? Gray hair or no hair. Okay, mamili kayo. Minsan yung iba, dalawa parehas. Kaya dito sa Dubai, especially along Jumeirah, makikita po natin ang napakaraming aesthetic clinics that promise na you would look young again and promises you na you will be happy and satisfied sa kanilang service. Happy and satisfied. Alam nyo, hindi lang sa mga tumatanda ang longing for happiness and contentment in life. Tayong lahat po yan. That's all of us. All of us long for this. Maring ito ang dahilan kung bakit po tayo pumunta dito sa Dubai. We long to find happiness and satisfaction sa buhay na hindi natin nakikita sa Pilipinas. At kung matagal ka na dito sa Dubai, and you tried searching for such happiness for years, alam mo na wala sa city na ito can truly bring true, lasting, satisfying happiness sa buhay mo. Paano natin makakamtan ang mga ito? Our passage will address this. We are now in our last week sa ating study series on the book of Genesis. The God of Abraham. Today, we will conclude our study sa life ng patriarch ng pangalan si Abraham. Lord willing, we will continue studying itong historic book na ito next year. So far, sa pag-aaral natin sa life ng patriarch na si Abraham, God has chosen him bilang isang moon worshiper to worship the true living God. In Genesis chapter 12, 15, and 17, paulit-ulit, binigay ng Panginoon yung promise that he would be the father of many nations and will be a blessing to the families of the earth. After 25 years of waiting for a son, God fulfilled his promise and gave him a son through Sarah, na pangalan ay si Isaac. And he will be the heir of the promises given to Abraham. Inaral din natin sa Genesis 23 na Abraham purchased a piece of property sa promised land para ilibing ang labi ng kanyang asawa na si Sarah. And by doing so, he secured a plot inside the promised land. Nakita rin po natin ito last week sa Genesis 24 na sa pamamagitan ng kasalang Isaac and Rebecca, ang pinangakong future descendants ni Abraham ay na-secure din. Ngayon umaga, we will see the death and burial of the patriarch Abraham. Makikita din natin na muli ang kabutihan at katapatan ng Diyos sa kanya at sa kanyang mga pangako. Ilalarawan din sa atin ni Moses yung ang sumulat po ng Genesis, how Abraham's relationship with the Lord had led him to have a full, happy, and contented life as an old man until he died. Ito yung prayer ko po sa atin ngayong umaga na to. That we would find our joy and satisfaction in our relationship with our triune God. The fullness and satisfaction of life are based upon one's friendship with God. The fullness and satisfaction of life are based upon one's friendship with God or relationship with God. This passage is divided into 3 points. 3 quick points. Number one, Abraham's final days, verses 1 to 6. Number two, Abraham's death, verses 7 to 10. And number three, Abraham's descendants, verses 11 hanggang 18. Now, kung babasahin po natin ang Genesis chapter 25, 1 to 4, you might come to a bit of a shock sa ating nabasa, ano? Kasi sa edad ni Abraham, siya ay nagkaasawa pa. Hindi lang yun, nagkaanak pa. Now, let me tell you this, may mga disagreements among sa mga scholars kung kailan naging asawa ni Abraham si Keturah. Okay? So, some obviously na naging asawa daw niya si Keturah nung namatay si Sarah. Obviously, lalaki, tao rin si Abraham, may pangangailangan, so nagpakasal kay Keturah nung namatay si Sarah. Pero marami din naniniwala na noong buhay pa si Sarah, nagkaroon siya ng relasyon kay Keturah. Dahil sa 1 Chronicles chapter 132, sa genealogy ni Abraham, pinakilala si Keturah bilang concubine or second wife ni Abraham. So, hindi natin alam. Maaari, maaaring kasabayan niya rin si Hagar. Some scholars even suggested na maaaring after niya dinivorce si Hagar, tsaka ho niya kinuha si Keturah. So, we don't know. Pero alinman sa dalawa, ang point ni Moses is mentioning her at ang kanyang descendants dito sa passage na to para ipaalam sa mga readers, para ipaalam sa atin that God is true to His promises kay Abraham. Ano yung promise na yun? To make him the father of many nations. Ilan sa mga nabanggit na pangalan sa verses 2 to 4 ay significant sa history ng Israel. Gaya ni Midian, the father of the Midianites, sa Exodus chapter 2, nung napatay ni Moses ang isang Egyptian dahil he was defending his people, bigla siyang tumakas at pumunta siya sa lugar ng Midian. And doon nakilala po niya ang kanyang future wife na kunsan anak ni Jethro na si Zipporah, isang Midianite woman. Another prominent name na nabanggit dito sa lahi ni Keturah is verse 3. Ang pangalan ay Sheba. Most of us know that sa 1 Kings chapter 10, si King Solomon, the wisest man in the world, was visited by the Queen of Sheba. Dahil nalatuklasan niya yung great wisdom ni Solomon, kaya binisita niya ito at naintriga siya. Moses included this genealogy sa 25 para ipakita sa mga mambabasa ang katapatan ng Diyos na even at the end of Abraham's life, he partially fulfills yung promise na ito sa kanya. Such sweet encouragement na binigay ng Panginoon sa mga matandang mama na ito. Kung isipin mo, 6 na boys ang anak ni Abraham kay Keturah. 6 na boys, 6 na lalaki. And we know by now na mapagmahal na ama si Abraham. And probably the next thing he wants to do ay ilayo yung mga kanyang anak sa kanya. Di ba naalala nyo nung kay Hagar at saka sa kanyang anak? Si Ishmael? Masama ang kanyang loob. Nung sinabihan siya ng kanyang wife na i-send out, paalisin. He just trusted the Lord nung sinabi ng Panginoon, kunin mo yung advice na yun, this is providential. So we see yung heart ni Abraham sa kanyang mga anak. So, but still, kung mapapansin natin, kahit sa final days ni Abraham sa mundo, he was still called upon to trust the Lord. Kahit sa last days niya. Magandang paalala din po ito sa atin mga kapatid, na kahit gaano na tayo katanda, kahit gaano na rin tayo katanda sa pananampalataya, we never outgrow the need to trust the Lord sa ating buhay daily. If you think may certain maturity na, hindi ko na kailangan, alam ko na yun, no. Hindi ho darating sa buhay natin in this side of eternity na kung saan hindi tayo magtitiwala sa Panginoon. What aspects sa life mo ngayon ang kailangan mong pagkatiwalaan ng Panginoon at pakiramdam mo bumibitaw ka ngayon? Kaya kahit sa huling sandali, Abraham's faith is tested. How did he respond sa test na ito? Tingnan natin sa verse 5 to 6. Abraham gave all he had to Isaac, but to the sons of his concubines, Abraham gave gifts, and while he was still living, he sent them away from his son Isaac eastward to the east country. Sa ancient Near Eastern tradition, a father divides his estate o yung kanyang mga ari-arian habang buhay pa siya. Okay? Ang mga anak na lalaki sa unang asawa gets to receive a large portion of the estate, if not lahat. At wala siyang obligasyon magbigay ng kahit magkano o kahit ano sa mga anak ng kalaguyo. Wala siyang pananagutan sa mga taong ito, o sa mga anak niyang ito. Gayunpaman, nagbigay pa din si Abraham ng mga regalo sa mga anak niyang lalaki, sa mga concubines. He was generous. Binigyan po niya ng mga ari-arian. We can assume na kasama marahil si Ishmael din dito. Kasi ano sinabi sa verse 5? Sons of his concubines. Mapapansin din natin that they were sent away to the east pagkatapos bigyan ng regalo. Now, kailangan natin maunawa na hindi madali ito para kay Abraham. Naalala niyo sa Genesis 21? Like I said, it displeased him nung pinailis niya si Ishmael. But God chose Isaac and not Ishmael. God chose Isaac and not the six sons of Keturah. Isaac will continue the Genesis line where the Lord promised to give land and descendants and will be a blessing to all peoples of the earth. Yun ang pangako. Si Isaac ang tagapagmana ng sevenfold blessing ni Abraham mula sa Panginoon. And so it is an act of faith kay Abraham to send his sons away. Away to protect the promise son. Yun ang dahilan. Again, several times makikita sa Genesis na sending people away to the east is a place away from the presence of God, away from the promise. Sa pagpapalis ng kanyang mga anak at pagbigay ng lahat ng kanyang ari-arian kay Isaac, he is making a distinction sa mga anak niya. He's making a distinction kung kanino mapupunta ang blessing ng Panginoon. Publicly, probably, pinakita sa kanya na sa'yo lahat ang akin. Walang matitira sa akin, Isaac. Sa'yo lahat yan. At kayo, eto mga bibigay ko sa inyo. He's making a distinction. Pero itong distinction na ito ay ginawa mismo ng Panginoon, hindi si Abraham. Ang Diyos ang pumili kay Isaac to be the recipient of his promises, not because he saw something special in his life. Nor did he do anything to win God's favor. God chose him even before he was born. Si Isaac. Isaac did nothing to deserve such grace. At hindi rin mismo nakasalalay kay Abraham ang pagpili. Kung mamimili lamang si Abraham, nakita na natin kung sinong pipiliin niya. Si Ishmael ang gusto niya. Pero hindi, ang Diyos ang pumili sa kanya para ilagay sa plano niya, sa redemptive history, sa redemptive plan niya. This was purely an act of God's sovereign grace, goodness, and mercy, and love. Mga kaibigan, isang paalaala din sa atin ito na God's election is based not on our good works, but on the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Malinaw na sinabi po ni Paul yan sa Ephesians chapter 1. Allow me to go there sa Ephesians chapter 1 para basahin po sa atin. So verse 3. Blessed be the God, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Verse 4, even as He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for the adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will. Anong purpose? To the praise of His glorious grace. So we see it is God who sovereignly saves, sovereignly chooses to save people by grace. And as a result, we should be humbled by that. Dapat magkaroon tayo ng increased joy and awe na ako, isang makasalanan, na ako, isang patapon, na ako, kilala ko yung buhay ko noon, diligtas ng Panginoon. More to this na makikita natin as we study, Lord willing, next year, yung life ni Jacob at ni Esau, which Paul naman sa Romans 9 will address more clearly. So we see na kahit sa last days ni Abraham sa mundo, he chose to trust God. Second, Abraham's death. Abraham's death. Makita natin sa verses 7 hanggang 11 ang account ng death and burial and yung events that happens around that sa passage na ito. So verse 8, nilarawan ni Moses ang pagkamatay ni Abraham sa apat na paraan. Unang-una, sabi ho dyan, sa first part of verse 8, he breathed his last. This is a reference to Genesis chapter 2, where as God breathed the breath of life kay Adam. So this is really clear, and that tells us that God is the giver and taker of life. Second, he described this, the second part, he died in a good old age. This was a promise na binigay ng Panginoon kay Abraham sa Genesis chapter 15, verse 15, na siya ay tatanda. He will die a good old age. Umabot siya sa edad ng 175. Well, praise God sa mga nag-birthday nung mga nakaraan. This tells us somehow it is God who is the one who adds life. He's the God who gives life. It is God who takes life. It is God also who sustains life. So ang tanong, anong gagawin ko ngayon sa life na ito? Mamaya po sasagutin po natin yan. But third, he described Moses' death then as an old man and full of years. Now, ang rendering na ginawa sa Christian Standard Bible ay old and content or old and satisfied sa language na pinagkuhanan. Now, I've been in several deathbeds ng mga kapatiran natin sa Panginoon who I have seen has given, dedicated their lives serving the Lord. Mapa ito ay sa full-time ministry or even sa marketplace, even as a homemaker, even as a teenager, or even as sa isang young professional. And every time I sit beside of such saint, I always ask about yung gospel. I always ask about their postures as sa harapan ng Panginoon. And most of the time, ang sasabihin nila, titignan nila ako sa mata with full confidence, they would tell me, I am ready. And I am excited to meet my Creator. Mangyayari lamang yan kung may tunay na relasyon sa Diyos. No, nung binanggit ni Moses na namatay si Abraham na old and satisfied, parang ganun po. Ang sinasabi niya, ito ang state ng mind and heart ni Abraham nung namatay siya. He was confident, he was ready, he was satisfied. He was filled with joy and contentment. Listen, Abraham lived a full life, filled with joy and contentment. Not because he lived a long life. Hindi yun ang dahilan kung bakit siya may satisfaction and may joy at contentment. Maraming tao sa Bible who experienced similar blessing na hindi naman namatay ng ganong katanda. He has this joy, contentment in life not because he was successful. Hindi dahil siya isang successful na businessman and had great wealth and achievements in life. Hindi po yun ang dahilan. Not because he didn't face challenges in life, and we know as we journey through this book, ang dami niyang pinagdaanan that shaken his faith. Ang secret ng happy and fulfilled life ni Abraham is this. It is his relationship with God. It is his friendship with God that allowed him to die full of years of joy, contentment, and satisfaction. Abraham walked with God throughout his life, trusting him, obeying him. Over the years, he developed a personal and meaningful relationship with him, a relationship that trusts him. Na kung saan kapag may sinabi ng Panginoon, gagawin ka agad. Nakita po natin yon. Mismo, nung inutusan siya ng Panginoon, i-offer ang kanyang anak si Isaac. God was an essential part ng kanyang buhay. Abraham walked with God throughout his life over the years. And alam na niya mismo how he would respond sa isang Diyos that commands him to do his will. He pursues sweet communion with him. He took leaps of faith for him. Abraham's joy and contentment in God is expressed by trusting him and obeying him. Doon po nakita yung joy at satisfaction niya sa Panginoon, by trusting God and by obeying him. If you say you have faith in God, if you say you trust God, then let's see it. Ganun ho si Abraham. Pag nagtiwala siya sa Panginoon, gagawin niya. It was God's mercy na nakita niya si Isaac and his family established, and thus gives him confidence and contentment knowing that God will continue the work of redemption through the family, through his family line after he dies. In a sense, his life is complete. Abraham was both old and content. Now, bakit ko po sinabi yon? Kasi may old and bitter. Meron din young and bitter and dissatisfied. Mga kaibigan, a happy, fulfilled, and satisfied life ay hindi makukuha sa maraming accomplishments sa buhay. Hindi sa success sa ating career. Hindi sa pagkakaroon ng asawa o mga anak. Hindi dahil sa nakaipon na tayo ng maraming pera at nakapagbayad na tayo ng ating utang. Hindi sa nakabili na tayo ng lupa at nakapagpatayo na tayo ng bahay sa Pilipinas, kaya makaka-retire na tayo with joy and contentment. Hindi sa nakapagpatapos na tayo ng pag-aaral ng ating mga anak, at lahat sila ay may mga asawa at mga gandang trabaho na. Hindi po yun ang definition ng joy and contentment. Hindi dahil sa healthy tayo despite our age. Now, hindi ko sinasabi na masama ang mga ito. These are good things. They are gifts from the Lord. Praise God. Gifts from the Lord for us to enjoy and honor Him with it. Pero these are temporal, earthly things that will never satisfy your soul, but will also enslave you. Friends, the fullness and satisfaction of life are not based upon anything in this world, but on one's friendship, but on one's relationship with God. Ang Diyos ang nagbibigay sa atin ng contentment in life that allows us to enjoy Him to enjoy life and at the same time gives us the readiness to live itong very life na ito kapag kukunin na tayo. Napakap niyo ba yun? Siya ang nagbibigay ng joy at contentment sa atin to live now, pero siya rin nagbibigay ng joy and contentment kapag kukunin na tayo. So yung joy, happiness, and contentment talaga natin ay nasa Panginoon. So mga kapatid, saan nakaangkla ang joy and satisfaction mo ngayon? Friends, how's your walk with God sa season ng life mo ngayon? Is He an essential part ng life mo ngayon dito sa Dubai? Are you regularly conversing with Him, reading His Word in order to know His will? Do you find joy in the gathering of the saints, corporately worshiping God in songs and in fellowship and in sitting under a preaching of God's Word? Anong plans mo? Ito, usual na tanong po natin to sa isa't isa taga Dubai. Anong plano mo pagkatapos sa Dubai? Anong plano mo? Alam ko marami tayong mga plano o marami tayong gusto sana mangyari sa atin. So here's my question, are you making bold steps of faith for kingdom purposes? Are you making bold steps? Niligyan ko ng bold. Confidence. Confident ako. Gagawin ko to by faith para sa advancement ng kingdom ng Panginoon dito sa Dubai. Or kahit saan man na tayo dalhin. Pastor Marcos Menya, I think nakilala niyo na siya. We prayed for him dito sa church a couple of Sundays ago. He is the senior pastor ng Green Hills Christian Fellowship dito sa Dubai. I had a wonderful opportunity to get to know him by meeting with him. Actually, magmi-meet kami bukas just to talk about life and ministry and future ministry. Pero what really encouraged me about sa life ng mamang ito, he is in his senior years. One thing that you don't know about him, he's a successful businessman. A very, very successful businessman. And he's an elder sa GCF Ortigas din. Na kung saan naglilingkod na siya sa Panginoon, doon, as one of their elders. The church has benefited from him. Many employees benefit from his business, sila mag-asawa. Until he starts praying bold prayers sa Panginoon for kingdom purposes. Madalas siya dumalo sa Qatar, dito mismo, and marami siya nakikilala ng mga kababayan natin. And then nagkaroon po siya ng deep desire to start a church. Now you would say, pwedeng sabihin ni Pastor Mark, medyo may edad na tayo, ako na lang ang sender, ako na lang ang support, ako na lang yahahawak ng rope. Pero hindi eh. They believe na tinawag sila ng Panginoon dito. And they, what? Came here, sinurrender yung kanilang business, their comfortable life sa Pilipinas, nasa mga anak na nila yung negosyo, left yung mismong church family nila, to what? To advance the gospel, kingdom of God, dito na kung saan malaki ang pangangailangan ng healthy churches. Yes, praise God, nandito tayo, but we need more. We need more churches planted, either through other men who are faithful or through Crossroads. We should be thinking about church planting. We should be thinking starting Bible studies. We should be thinking about engaging, making bold prayer requests. Lord, use me! Lord, wala akong pera. Lord, wala masyadong abilidad. Lord, wala masyadong... Use me, Lord! Abraham is a pagan worshiper of the moon. He's worshiping the moon. Remember, yung salvation po natin, Diyos ang pumili sa atin. It is by grace. Kung gagamitin tayo ng Panginoon, it is always by grace. Make bold prayers. Bold prayers for kingdom purposes. Are you thinking about retirement? Are you thinking about your next stage ng life mo as a family or as a single, as an individual? How can you be how can you start thinking about praying bold prayers para ma-advance ang gospel dito sa lugar natin and beyond? Nag-CG group sa bahay namin a few days ago, Pastor John mentioned a very good quote na I would like to echo sa atin ngayon. galing to kay George Whitefield, sabi niya, we are immortal until our work on earth is done. Anong kinakatakot mo? Mamatay ka, magkasakit ka, magutom ka, mawalan ka kapag ikaw magpapagamit sa Panginoon. Ang Diyos ang magsasabi kung kailan kanya kukunin. Ang tanong ngayon, magpapagamit ba tayo sa Panginoon? In a great way. Abraham's love for God and his fellowship with Him had made his life uniquely full. Ang saya, nakita niya part of the fruits ng kanyang pinagpe-pray at yung promise ng Panginoon. Makikita rin po natin sa verse 8, a description ng kanyang pagkamatay is that he was gathered to his people. This could mean na ang kanyang mga labi ay nakasama na ang kanyang mga ninuno sa ilalim ng lupa o sa cave. Literally, his body joined the dead. Or this could also mean that his soul is with his forefathers sa kabilang buhay. Both is good. Ayon kay Matthew Henry, sabi niya, death gathers us to our people. Those that are our people while we live, whether they are the people of God or the children of this world, are the people to whom death will gather. Let me read that again. Death gathers us to our people. That those that are our people while we live, whether they are the people of God or the children of this world, are the people to whom death will gather. Ganda, no? Yung gathering na mangyayari na yon, it's either yung gathering mo is gathering with the saints or gathering with the world. This is a good reminder sa atin, mga kaibigan, na death is inevitable. Death, kung meron man tiyak sa mundo, ito'y kamatayan. It is no respecter of age. It is no respecter of gender or even status in life. It will come at any time at hindi magpapaalam yan. It will come according to God's bidding. Ang tanong ko sa inyo ngayon, kaibigan, will you be gathered to the children of the promise pag namatay ka? Or will you be gathering with the children of this world suffering? Nakadepende po ito with whom we find our ultimate fellowship in life. Kung kanino natin hinahanap ang ating satisfaction and joy sa buhay, do we find our ultimate fellowship with God and His people sa church? Or do we find it with the God of this world and everything that it offers? Friends, the only way to have fellowship with God is through His Son, Jesus Christ. Sabi ni Jesus sa John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus alone can satisfy the true longings of our souls. Hindi relationships, hindi pera, hindi mawala yung problema ko sa buhay. Hindi yung asawa mo yung problema mo. Ikaw actually ang problema. Ang tunay na problema ay tayo, ikaw, ako. Ang problema natin ay kasalanan. Kaya, kung ito ang problema, sin will separate us from God. Listen, God is a holy God. Galit siya sa kasalanan. Galit din siya sa mga nagkakasala. Kaya isang araw, He will judge all humanity and those who do not have fellowship with Him, those who do not have relationship with Him through His Son will be eternally be condemned. Na kung saan makakatikim tayo ng tunay na dissatisfaction sa buhay. That's why God sends the bread from heaven, Jesus Christ. Ito yung picture po ng mana sa heaven na binigay na ng Panginoon tuwing umaga na bumabagsak sa kalangitan para i-collect nila at kakainin nila. Ang problema lang dun, nauubos yun at nabubulok yun. Jesus is the true bread from heaven whose life and sacrificial death on the cross and resurrection grant eternal life and fellowship to God for those who believe. Friends, I urge you, to turn away from your sins and place your faith in Christ and His finished work on the cross for salvation, for eternal life, that one day we will experience true eternal satisfaction. Makita natin to sa verse 9. Makita natin sa verse 9, nagkaroon ng reunion si Isaac at si Ishmael. Alam natin yung huling pagtatagbo nila sa chapter 21 na kung saan pinalaya sila ni Abraham, at alam natin na binubuli ni Ishmael si Isaac, hindi ba? So first time nila maari na nagkita muli sa lamay ni Abraham na kanilang tatay. Kasi they shared responsibility sa paglibing kay Abraham. At pagkatapos ng funeral service ni Abraham, makikita natin sa verse 11 that God Himself confirmed the covenant blessing kay Isaac at hindi sa ibang mga kapatid niya. Dahil doon, tumira ho siya sa Beer Lahairoi. Ano ba yung lugar na yan? Ito po yung lugar where God took care of Hagar and Ishmael. Ito din yung lugar where God had first shown Rebecca, his wife. This is where Isaac sets up his home. Siya na ang recipient ng promise. Number 3 and last, Abraham's descendants. Now, nakita natin sa verses 12 to 18 that God's promise kay Abraham sa chapter 17, verse 20, ay sinagot niya. May binigay na pangako ang Panginoon kay Abraham sa chapter 17, verse 20. Sinagot yan ngayon sa chapter 25. At ano yun? That God will bless Ishmael. He will bless Ishmael. He made him fruitful and multiply him greatly. Yung promise that he become the father of 12 princesses and made him a great nation. Nakita ho natin yan. He blessed him with a long life, 137 years. Tanda nun. And gave them a land, kahit papano, where he settled at nagtayo ng mga maliliit na cities. Pero kung titignan ninyo ang verse 12, pansin ninyo kung paano pinakilala si Ishmael dito. These are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's servant, bore to Abraham. Napakamahalaga po ng mga details nun sa dulo. Ano sinadya ni Moses yun? This is a reminder that Ishmael is not the promised son. Yes, he has received blessings from God dahil anak siya ni Abraham, but hindi ito redemptive blessings. Okay? Ishmael separated himself sa kanyang mga kamag-anak. Ishmael settled in a defiance against all his relatives. Palaaway ito eh. Kaya nakahiwalay ito lagi kahit sa mga kamag-anak niya, kahit sa mga kapatid niya kay Keturah. Sa pamilya ni Keturah. He lived separately from everyone. Now, yes, he's fallen. Yes, makasalanan siya. Yes, this was prophesied. Pero it is also providential. Kasi bahagi ito sa sovereign plan ng Diyos to ensure that Isaac is the sole claimant sa lahat ng inheritance ng promised land sa Canaan. And so we see that God is always faithful to fulfill His promise or promises. Sa last days ni Abraham, nakita niya a picture, a part of it, and he is contented sa Panginoon. Sa ating pagbawakas ng story ni Abraham, we have learned that Abraham's story is a story of friendship and relationship. We have learned that Abraham is a friend of God. Makikita po natin ang tatlong beses binanggit si Abraham as a friend of God sa Bible. Dalawang beses sa Old Testament, isang beses sa New Testament. Sa 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 7, he is called the friend of God. Sa Isaiah 41, verse 8, he is called God's friend. Sa James chapter 20, James 2, 23, he is again called the friend of God. Abraham's fullness and satisfaction of life was based upon his redemptive friendship with the true living God. God calls him friend. And that should have weight. If you are a child of God, God is calling you now a friend, hindi enemy. Meron akong pamangkin. Unang pamangkin ko, pangalan niya si Kyle. Isa ako sa mga yayong nag-alaga sa kanya nung maliit pa siya. Kyle loves to eat, okay? And it shows yung time na yon na masarap siya kumain. And every time na dinadala ko siya sa mall, meron mga yung French baker doon. Natutuwa sa itsura niya at binibigyan siya ng mga tinapay. And every time na dinadala namin siya doon is nagipag-usap siya. Nakuha na niya yung mga pangalan. Tapos say, hey, you're my friend! Ka-friend niya kasi nabibigyan siya ng tinapay. Okay? So, until one day, naglalakad kami sa ibang lugar, nakita niya yung nagtatrabaho doon sa labas, hindi sa mismong sa store nila. So, look, he's my friend! Siyempre, natawa yung lalaki. Pati ako natawa sa expression niya. Kasi, he's my friend. Brothers and sisters, how even more amazing and even humbling it is that God has chosen to call us His friends. Let that sink in. Hindi ka away, friend. May God make that a reality sa ating lahat ngayon, that we should be called a friend of God. May your friendship with God be enough reason for you to be satisfied dito sa mundo na ito. Kasi the fullness and satisfaction of life are based upon one's friendship with God. Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you for calling us friend. You called us friend not merely because you can say it. It cost you to call us your friend. You sent your Son to die for us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for reconciling us to yourself through Him. We pray for brothers and sisters right now, Lord. I pray that we would not be satisfied sa situation namin, lalong-lalo na ngayon, kung we are in a compromising season ng life namin. Help us not to be satisfied or contented sa life na ganun. Would you lead us to repent from our sins and pursue holiness, righteousness, and purity? I pray for us, Lord, who are praying kung ano yung next season ng life namin after Dubai or even here in Dubai. Would you help them to pray bold prayers, Lord? Bold prayers that would impact, that would be related sa pag-advance ng gospel dito, sa country na ito and even beyond. I pray, Lord, that as we wait for that glorious day, Lord, ng pagbalik nyo, that we would continue to remind one another of what you have done, of who you are and what you have done. I pray that you would bless this time as we remember you through communion. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.